It's time for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. I don't know about you, but I have been having a blast with Restaurant Week.
Oh, yes. And we have those winners coming at the end of the segment.
I know. I think once it's over Sunday, it's going to be time for some leaner food. And nothing says healthy like a great protein dish like sushi. Jeff, when did you first have sushi?
When I had first sushi? I'm embarrassed to admit that maybe only 15 or 20 years ago. I'd love to say that I was a sushi
connoisseur,
but no, fairly recent.
I think that's not uncommon in Omaha. We weren't really thought of as a sushi mecca, you know, we're right. So landlocked. But sushi's been around in the United States since the early 20th century. It would be like a lot of things became popular in Southern California. The California roll really kind of became a gateway sushi option because there's really no raw fish in it.
Yeah.
It started to move into other large cities in the 80s and then in the 2000s into smaller cities and suburbs. But you might be surprised to know that the first sushi restaurant in Omaha opened in 1986, and that was Sakurabana, which is still going.
Oh, okay. And was that originally the sushi Ichiban?
Yes, I believe you're right. That's correct. Right. Hiro came in around 2003. I used to take my 5-year-old nephew to Hiro. We'd sit at the sushi bar, and I wouldn't tell him it was fish. And to this day, that kid loves sushi. And then, of course, you know, some of the other large ones around here, Blue, Ponzu, Yamamoto Sushi Train, Tokyo Sushi, which is all you can eat. And then things kind of really became elevated in 2017 with the opening of Yoshitomo in Benson. You probably have heard of Dan Utterbach.
And am I thinking James Beard?
Here? Yes, exactly. He's a James Beard finalist. And the Washington Post this year named his restaurant the best sushi in the United States. Take that in for a minute. The best sushi is in Omaha, Nebraska. He's got a great place you can go and try his dishes. And then he's got an omakase, which is kind of like a chef's option called Ota. And it's a little bit pricier, but it's very sublime. And the thing I love about his approach is he really tries to de-Americanize sushi, if you will. You won't find soy sauce and wasabi on the table like you do at most other places. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but the fish is really the star.
You know, one of the things I love to taunt my East Coast friends, West Coast friends for that matter, coastal friends,
right,
is about that restaurant. I say, oh, you want sushi? And they think, oh, yes, we have the, well, maybe not. Yeah. Read the Washington Post.
Really, exactly. I have a good friend who's in a band, and he traveled to Japan last year and ate sushi all over the country and said he never saw soy sauce and ate lots of fish that he couldn't identify, didn't love it all, but fish is really the star. And the nice thing, if you're not a sushi eater, you can go with your friends to a sushi restaurant anyway. There are so many other dishes that are served, ramen, you can get teriyaki chicken. I will tell you, one of the best Cuban sandwiches I've had is at Ponzu.
So, really?
Yeah, it's incredible. So don't feel like if you're not a fish eater, you can't have sushi. And also, it doesn't have to be raw. And it doesn't have to be fish.
One of my things that I love at Blue is, I think it's called the Beef Hot Rocks something or other.
I know the one.
And you sit at the bar and you have, you might have a martini and that Hot Rocks thing. And, oh my gosh.
See, now I'm hungry.
It's shareable, I think, but why would I want to share?
Well, speaking of sitting at a sushi bar, I was really surprised to learn that true sushi chefs in Japan aren't crowned sushi chefs until they've had between 10 and 20 years of training. I know. It's incredible. And did you know sushi-grade fish, and people get concerned sometimes about eating raw food, raw fish, but sushi-grade, in order to make it healthy and safe, is frozen at 20 degrees below zero for 7 days.
And that doesn't matter if you're on the coast or anything?
No, it takes care of parasites. So here's a little sushi primer. You know, nigiri is the fish with rice that we see often when we picture sushi. Sashimi is just the raw fish. Tamakis are those things that look kind of like ice cream cones. And then maki is what we think of mostly, which are rolls. So I've got a couple rolls from around town for the folks who are big fish lovers and maybe the folks who want to go to a sushi place but don't really love fish. Blue has a truffle salmon roll, which is drizzled with hot sesame oil, topped with fish eggs, and a truffle ponzu sauce, which is kind of sour. And then ponzu has, they have great names, hot mess, which is spicy tuna, tempura scallion, spicy crab, and jalapeno. Now, it's football season, and if you're not a fish lover, how about a Hero Husker roll? Right. It's tempura, beef tenderloin, asparagus, cream cheese, and eel sauce, which doesn't have any eel in it at all. It's just a type of soy sauce. The current trends are making sure fish isn't overfished. We talk about sustainability and then that chef experience like we talked about with Yoshitomo. And speaking of a chef experience, I think we're about to make a couple of lucky listeners winners for Restaurant Week.
Yes, if you are Karen James from Omaha, you've won a $50 Kona Grill gift card. Karen James of Omaha, congratulations to you. If you are Josh Quinn from Omaha, you're going to Udalali for $50 gift card there for you. Josh Quinn, T. Bovina, Kevin Sullivan from Omaha, $50 gift card to T. Bovina. Kevin, congratulations to you. And $25 gift card to Corner Kitchen goes to you, Sarah Richwine from Council Bluffs. Congratulations to all of our Restaurant Week winners. And Diane, thanks so much. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
See you then.
All righty.